This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm at Ag Valley Co-op in Norton, Kansas, speaking with the location manager, Tom Oberreiter. Tom, how's the wheat harvest been here this year?
Excuse me, it's been slow this year. We probably are at 30 to 35% done in this area. Our producers are struggling. We've had bad weather. It's been humid and rain, and it's just been one of those years.
Well, it seems like a lot of humidity in the air this morning as well.
Yeah, it is. It's there's rain on the way, so I don't know how good it's going to look over the 4th. I don't think we'll be able to go, but we'll be ready if the producers are ready to go.
I'm sure they're getting pretty anxious at this point. That rain, each time it rains, it doesn't help the quality of the wheat.
No, it doesn't. The quality goes down every time it rains. It's part of the cycle, and we'll get to it. We got to have some sunny weather.
What about the wheat that has come in? Have the yields that you've heard been fairly decent?
They have. We've had some really good yields in here. The guys we talk to and bring it in, that's anywhere from 40 to 60 to 80 bushels on some guys, and it's weighing really, really good. But that weight will go down as time goes on.
Test weights, where have they been?
Oh, they've been running anywhere from, if it's head mosaic in it, it down to 54, and then all the way up to 62, 63.
Has mosaic been a problem around this area this year?
Yeah, there's been a little bit, not bad though. We just got a few producers that had it. Other than that, the majority of it has been good.
Did you have any thing like hail or wind damage?
We did have a little bit, not too much. It didn't get into everyone's hail or everyone's wheat, but we did have some hail.
Well, as you said, it's hard to find somebody out in the fields this morning because of the weather, and probably it seems like what I saw yesterday was that there's some cutting going on maybe after 5 o'clock or so if the weather turns.
Yeah, we're hoping that's when the guys will be able to go. I was just looking at the weather, and up here in Northwest Kansas we have some storms going through right now, and later on this afternoon they're talking gust up to 60 mile an hour and an inch hail, so we hope that's just completely stays away, but I think it's going to happen the way it looks.
What about protein levels? Do you test those?
No, we do not test those here. From what I have heard, it's running anywhere from 11.1 all the way to maybe 11.9, somewhere in there. So it's not over 12.
What sounds like that maybe better than expected wheat if you can get in to get it?
Yeah, it is. It's the guys got some good looking wheat out there. They really do. If we could just get out there and get it.
Well, thanks, Tom. I've been speaking with Tom Oberreiter, the grain locations manager at Ag Valley Co-op in Norton, Kansas. This is Jim Winger.